This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! I'm trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you people score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a very good Monday morning to you and yours. It is DPHRO. It is Rothenberg. We are right here with you on 98.7 ESPN. A very busy sports weekend. The Knicks play twice and don't look good in either of their games. The Jets play once and looked better than they've looked. The Giants play tonight. The Rangers win at the buzzer. The Islanders open up UBS and can't get a victory. Rick, there's a lot going on in the world of sports here in New York. And I say, before we start with anything, good morning. How are you on this Monday?
I couldn't be better. I could not be better. And there's nothing you're going to do today, taking shots at the Jets, that's going to put me in a bad mood.
First of all, I've been very kind. And if you remember, last Monday was as loving and welcoming and comforting as humanly possible.
No, you were great.
Yes.
You were great, but I can only count on that for so long. I'm just letting you know right now, off the bat, 5:01, Monday morning, Thanksgiving week, my favorite of all the holidays, that there is nothing you can do today that is going to put me in a bad mood.
Nothing. So do you? Are you trying to like tempt me into trying to make you miserable today?
I'm just letting you know, whatever you try, any of your tactics will not work today.
And firstly, shame on you for thinking that I would come in on a Monday morning with tactics to make you upset. So that's my first thing is that hurts me. And secondly, is it Thanksgiving weekend? Is that the reason you're in such a great mood, because Thanksgiving is days away and you can feel it on the horizon?
No. Well, that's part of the reason. But I texted you after the show on Friday. I don't like not having shows. I was kind of sad that we were going into the weekend. I was having that much fun last week. Milo's team wins on Saturday. Convincing win on Saturday. Our pick finally wins, so we're back, baby.
That's right.
I think that's the tide turning, too, because they take Baltimore, thinking that Lamar's going to play. Turns out he's too sick to play.
That's a bad job by them. And you know they're going to have an excuse today on their show of, oh, well, you know, Lamar didn't play, and that's why. He was 50-50 when they made their pick. Like, we knew that this guy had not practiced all week when they made their pick.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was listening to it. I was on my way up to Bristol, and I was like, oh, no, they're going to take the Eagles. They're going to take the Eagles.
Yep.
And then I could almost feel you starting to get a little anxious.
Well, I don't know if you heard when I was on with them, but they were just, well, who do we take? Do you like this? Do you like that? And I was like, for God's sakes, would you make a pick, please?
Well, see, that's the issue, though. And you're right. They asked you what's going on with us, is we overthink all these picks. They just willy-nilly. Oh, what do you like?
Oh, my God. They spend no time on
it. None. They don't even go into the show with a pick. I'm embarrassed for us, but we won. That's fine. But it feels like the tide is turning, like the good karma is starting to come our way. And then on top of it, and I'm not going to say anything about it, but you know what I'm most excited about. You know exactly what I'm most excited about.
I really don't.
No,
I'd like
you
to
do.
Hear. What
no,
are you,
you
most
do.
Excited about?
No, you do.
I don't.
Talking about a little team called the Houston Texans.
Oh. You know, it's funny, and this is genuine. This is honest, okay? I completely had no idea of that this entire weekend. And then as I was walking downstairs this morning, I was like, you know, I think I might have lost our Survivor pick this week.
Yes.
I think I might have lost it. So I had the Titans, who were just abysmal. I don't even know who you took, but you won, right? You took Cleveland, maybe?
No, I got the game tonight. That's why I'm not saying anything.
Oh. Yeah, you're going to win that.
You're still alive.
So I am still alive.
You are still alive. But
no, you're going to win. You're going to win.
Well, don't say that. No, I mean, no, well, let's not get crazy now.
Well, let's get crazy.
Open your head above water.
You could try all you want, but you're going to win that. You're 11-point favorites. The Giants stink.
This NFL season has been crazy. It's been crazy. I mean, Cleveland beat Detroit 13-10. 13-10.
That was a
with
terrible
Tim Boyle.
Football. It was a terrible, terrible football game. How about... What's the guy's name? Huntley? I thought it was, up until like game time, I thought it was the guy that used to play for the Packers.
No.
Bezenhout?
No, it's not Bezenhout.
Tyler Huntley, is that his name?
Yeah, he was with them last year.
Yeah. So I thought it was that Ricky Huntley guy.
Huntley!
You mean Brett Huntley? Is that who you mean?
Yeah, the guy that used to be with the Packers from UCLA.
Yeah, that's Brett Hundley, yeah.
Brett Hundley, yeah. And just as the game was getting ready to go, I was like, wait, this is Hundley. This might be, this could in fact be a different man. And I was so angry at Lamar Jackson. Like, I feel like I need to, almost like a Florence Nightingale, spend time with him and give him soup and stuff during the week. What is going on with this guy? He's always
I don't think they know. I don't think they know. I guess they're going to start running a bunch of tests to see what's going on.
I mean, this is like the third week that he's been non-COVID really sick this year.
Yeah, he's dealing with something. I mean, they showed him coming to the stadium, which was funny. Did you watch him walk into the stadium where everyone...
I didn't see that, no.
So, they have the... I mean, he's the story, like whether or not Lamar Jackson is going to play. So, all the guys come off the bus, and you have to... In the arenas now, you have to go through a metal detector to get in. So, all these guys are standing there waiting to go through the metal detector, and he just walks right through. Just right by everyone. No big deal.
Just walks right through. But something's obviously wrong with him because he couldn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They said he was questionable, and then he couldn't play in the game yesterday. So clearly there's something going on. But I'm all about the Bears losing. So I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And this Huntley guy starts playing, and they're terrible. They can barely move the football. They kick a couple field goals. They kick a field goal to go up, and then they allow this monster touchdown for Marquise Goodwin. I'm like, oh, well, they're that close. And now the Bears are going to win. And then the magic of some guy named Huntley, right on the field, touchdown, walk off, Ravens win. So that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But I think we need to start with your team. It won't put you in a bad mood because nothing apparently can today or this week. And that is the Jets. Well, I mean, I guess they played better yesterday, right? At least you showed up. They didn't allow 40-plus points. So there's something going there, right?
I couldn't have been less interested in that game. No, seriously. What did we accomplish in that game?
Elijah Moore looked good.
Well, that's fine. But listen, here's my biggest problem. Most people, right, were confused to say the very least that why Joe Flacco was going to play this game, right? All we heard was, the amount this Miami Dolphins defense blitzes, they're exotic, cover zero, and the veteran presence of Joe Flacco, who actually, I mean, if you dig into the numbers, actually is, outside of last year when he played against Miami, has done well against Miami. Okay, fine. I get it. And Bart was beating the drum for, well, it's not fair to the rest of the team if Mike White plays and struggles. You need a veteran guy in there so you can see what you have around him. Okay,
I couldn't agree with any less.
Okay, is Elijah Moore going to be on the team next year?
Yeah.
Is Corey Davis going to be on the team next year?
Yep.
Okay, is Jamison Crowder a good wide receiver?
He's good, yeah.
Okay, is Keelan Cole a pretty good wide receiver?
Maybe, but okay, I understand what you're trying to get at.
Well, do you like Michael Carter?
I do. I like him, yeah.
Okay, when he left, I mean, that was it for the run game. Well, forget it. We don't need to run the ball anymore. Okay, so we have a pretty good idea of what those guys are moving forward. You know the one position that we have no idea about? The one on this team. The most important one.
Quarterback.
Is whether or not we have a quarterback. Is Joe Flacco going to be on the Jets next year?
No, he's not. It makes no sense. It really doesn't. I mean, the more you think about it, the less sense it makes. I mean, Mike White played two games plus, right? And game one, he was all worldly. Game two, you were excited to see him, and he looked good on that Thursday night. And game three, he was bad against a team that was absolutely starving for a victory. And why they then decided to move in a different direction still puzzles me a week later. Still.
It was because the owner and the GM told Robert Saleh that Joe Flacco will play because, God forbid, as much as we want to pretend like this Miami Dolphins defense is the most complex defense in the history of the sport, is that if Mike White played and they won, now all of a sudden it would reignite
what?
The conversation.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, exactly, it's ridiculous. But that was the thought. You can't have Robert Saleh say on Monday that he's fascinated by this market, that that in one breath after 1 week, there's talk about from this fan base that Mike White could be a better option than Zach Wilson, and then one bad game against the best defense in football, and you're ready to throw him away. And then on Wednesday, he deserves better, by the way, than to be thrown away. And then on Wednesday, you announce, you know what, Mike White's going to sit Joe Flacco, who hasn't started a game since November 22nd of last year. He'll play against Miami.
Well,
oh,
Miami,
by the way, last
is...
time he played Miami, remember that game? Was the game he took a 28-yard sack? Yeah, that one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. And he was horrendous against the blitz in that game. Awful.
Terrible. Terrible. And listen,
nothing was gained yesterday. Zero was gained yesterday. Nothing.
So you watched that game with no emotion. You were emotionless watching that game yesterday.
You burned a week is all you did. You burned a week. Nothing was gained in that game. Nothing. Zero. I knew Elijah Moore is good. I knew it. And he had a great game. Awesome. Before yesterday, I liked Michael Carter. And how your defense comes out after getting stomped the previous week and looks like that in the opening drive against the Dolphins?
The defense is so bad. I mean, Tua looked great yesterday.
And he stinks. Let's be honest. It looks like he's throwing a weighted football.
Yeah, it really does. He's not very good. And he looked really good in that game. The Jets defense is just,
and then the
just,
stupid penalties. And then
lousy.
I got the head. And then I got, we're burning timeouts. Just burning timeouts. Right out of the Joe Judge playbook. Let's just, we don't need these timeouts. Let's
burn them. Why do you do that?
No, I'm just lashing out now. You know how this works.
But you said you're in a good mood.
Missing
you
field goals.
You said nothing can happen. Now it's 5-11. You're like, it's 5-01 and nothing could happen that will put me in a bad mood today. I've done nothing and it's 5-11. You're like, I'm lashing out. Why? I'm in a mood. It lasted 10 minutes.
Well, no, I'm still in a good mood. But the Jets pissed me off. That was a wasted week. Yesterday was a wasted week because you didn't win. The whole reason you played Joe Flacco was to win and you lost. So nothing was gained. Zero.
Nothing was gained. No, and you know what? Their defense is it's just horrendous. It really is. I mean, Miami's without their biggest weapons on offense too, right? No Devontae Parker.
They got Waddle, they got Gesicki.
Yeah, Gesicki's nice. Gesicki coming off zero catches last week, mind you.
They can't wait to get into the Wildcat with Gaskin.
Oh, they love that thing.
They love that.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, we're missing field goals, taking stupid penalties, blowing
coverages.
Well, that's
coverages, the thing that's so annoying. It's like, you know, make a field goal for God's sakes.
Well, it would be nice. Yeah, that would be nice. But seriously, I'm watching that game. They're giving out Joe Flacco against the blitz. He was great. I don't care. I do not care. I could not care less about Joe Flacco. I would like to know if Mike White is going to be a really good backup quarterback moving forward. Because I hate to say this, but this is how I feel. Zach Wilson is probably going to get dinged up on a regular basis. And probably each season will miss some time.
Well, that's not
How's
very
that?
Optimistic.
Well, the guys that are hurt usually all of a sudden now, guys hurt in college, they all of a sudden turn pro at his size and get less hurt?
No, he's not a big guy by any stretch. I agree.
So you need somebody that can play. And that's the other thing, though, too, is like now all of a sudden, now it's this important to have a veteran presence at center when you could have cared less about, I mean, you could not have prioritized that less this offseason. Oh, Joe, you don't want to come here? You want to play in Philly? Okay, no worries. We'll go with Mike White and James Morgan. And Zach Wilson.
And claim
none
you feel
of which
great
have thrown
it.
An NFL pass.
Right, and claim you felt great about it. This is fine. Between we have total confidence in Mike White, and we believe in Zach Wilson, and our quarterback room is terrific. It is fine. There are no worries. And then you kind of make a trade, which everyone looked at, and like, why did you do this here? And why did you do this now? And then you do it, and then you don't start him, and then the other guy looks really good, and now you play the guy that you brought in that you really didn't probably need in the first place to acquire. So I don't know. Feels like they're not being run and organized very well right now. I agree with that.
They got exactly what they wanted. Whoever made this decision got exactly what they wanted. was we're going to play Mike White against Buffalo. He'll struggle. Now that whole Mike White conversation will be done. And now Zach, I mean, I guess isn't ready to play against Miami. So we'll go Joe Flacco because God forbid Mike White plays well. No one cares about Joe Flacco at all. We'll look competent. Like, we won't embarrass ourselves because Joe Flacco, I mean, he is a veteran, has won a Super Bowl, been there, done that. Like, he'll be able to run the offense. Maybe we win, maybe we won't, but at least we'll be competitive. And now it'll open the door. There'll be a humongous path, beautiful path, to bring Zach back against Houston.
You say there's a beautiful path, and there is. Can I give you a little bit of exciting Jets news?
Something, please.
All right, ready?
Yes.
I didn't say it's breaking news. I just said it's exciting.
Well, that sounds exciting.
2-5. Right now, you have the second pick and the fifth pick in the NFL draft.
I mean, that's the only positive right now. Seattle stinks.
Gorgeous, though.
Yeah, I mean, you stink and Seattle stinks. Great.
That's gorgeous. So how about this, though? We love the draft, right? Like, you can't get it. Okay. If the season were to end today, the Jets would go 2-5. The Giants would go 6-7. We'll be more wrapped up in the draft than we've ever been. We'll have Mel Kiper in January. Pumpkin. Well, why don't we have Mel Kiper on Monday? We'll discuss the pumpkin pie over the weekend and start to analyze the draft.
Isn't the draft in Vegas too?
I believe it is. I believe it is. Yes.
Oh, I mean, why wouldn't we go to the draft at that point?
Come on, they're not going to say.
What do you mean? Come on,
come on. I mean,
it's a big time morning show. This is a big time morning show.
You let him go to Vegas, we definitely not going to see him.
See, what this is very funny. And no one in the entire world, except for me, I believe, knows that this just happened. So RJ gets in my ear and he says, all right, you know, it's time to break. We should probably break. And he does that all the time. And he's great about it, right? And he's good. He gets in my ear and he goes, all right, let's draft.
That did happen.
RJ wants to go to Vegas.
Who doesn't want to go to Vegas?
Subconsciously, I wanted you to go to break, but in my heart, I was like, you know what? Let's just do the draft right now.
Let's just do the draft right now. We'll do it in November.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I still care about the Jets. Just in that moment yesterday, turning on the television to watch that game with Joe Flacco playing. I can't remember the last time I was that uninterested. Like, even last year when they were awful, I was still waiting. I mean, are they going to win a game? I don't really want them to win a game. I'd like to have the first overall pick and get Trevor Lawrence. Sure. Like, there were still reasons to watch. I did not want to watch Joe Flacco play quarterback at all yesterday.
I imagine Zach Wilson will probably be your quarterback this week, and what should be a really good one against the Houston Texans. Here's head coach Robert Saleh. Do we have any update on Zach Wilson?
So obviously he worked out pretty good this morning. We'll feel him out over the next 2 days to see where he's at mentally and physically.
Mentally?
Well, that was the holdup, right? He didn't trust his knee. Structurally, everything looked great. He just didn't trust it yet. That's why they held him back.
He's got to play this week.
He has to play. Has to. He has to play.
Could you imagine if you went with Joe Flacco again this week?
No, I can't. I can't. I can't do it. I can't do another week.
I mean,
that game.
They could go back to Mike White. Who knows?
Joe Flacco playing that game was almost as unproductive as lining up for a 56-yard field goal to purposely take a delay game for some reason. Rather than, like, why not line up?
It really is.
At least line up. Maybe they jump off sides. Like, pretend you're going for it. Do something.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're gonna line up for the field goal and then
chip shot too.
We're going to line up for the field goal and then purposely take the delay game because that makes sense. Because we've already burned. Because we're just like burning timeouts to start the second half.
Yeah. You know what the thing that upsets me if I were a Jets fan or would upset me if I were a Jets fan? Every week you watch them and there's so many. And it happens with the Giants too. These just head-scratching moves or decisions, like wasting timeouts or missing, you know, makeable field goals or just, you know, delay of games, just stupid. Or, you know, like, your defense is awful the week before and you come out and you just let them go right up and down the field to start the game. Like, there's things that just get me so angry when you're a fan of these teams.
Well, just think about this. I mean, if I was actually fully engaged in what happened yesterday. I mean, look at... So, yeah, the first drive for the Dolphins. That's embarrassing. Oh. I mean, right down the field, right? But we go into the half 7-7, right? 7-7. Jets defense, you know, I thought rebounded after that first Dolphins drive. They were putting some pressure. They weren't getting home, but they were putting pressure on Tua, right? So, okay, 7-7. Fine. So now you get the ball to start the second half. You go punt. All of a sudden, Dolphins, first possession, they end up scoring that touchdown, right? You had that Hollins touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So now
wide
it's 14,
open.
Yeah, now it's 14-7. So you get the ball back. This is when Joe Flacco decides that he's going to get flagged for intentionally grounding the football. Amendola misses the 40-yard field goal. So rather than be 14-10, we're 14-7. Then your defense has a humongous stop on 3rd-and-1, right? The Tua sneak. So you get the ball back. Now you go back down. Now you score a touchdown and make it 14-14. Should be 17-14, right? So you should be up 17-14. Next possession, you got the Franklin Myers stupid. I don't know why. Like, you know they're looking for it. You get the roughing the passer. So rather than keep them to a field goal, so now it'd be 17-17, they score a touchdown. Now it's 21-14. So you could make the case, in all honesty, like you could make the case that if it weren't for stupidity, missed field goals, that you should have been right there to win this game.
You should have been right there to win this game. You absolutely should have. I don't think Miami's a much better team than the Jets, really. I mean, the Jets stink, but Miami's lousy too. And you had them at home? I mean, how many games realistically do you think the Jets are going to win this year? 4? Maybe 5?
I don't even know at this point.
I would say not that many, but I mean, you have some games that you could win, right? You have Jacksonville, you have Houston, you have Miami again. There are some winnable games on the schedule. But yesterday was a winnable game. And you're right. You probably should have been tied late stages, and you weren't. Not only did you not win, you didn't even cover that game.
Well, if not, I mean, you're probably down. Like, let's just say you're down 3.
It should have been closer than it was towards the end of the game.
Well, you're down 3 going into that last possession. Now you're going to make the decision whether we – I mean, they end up kicking the field goal to try the onside kick. But in that moment, that last possession, all right, I mean, touchdown wins this thing. The very worst, we kick a field goal and we head into overtime. But no, because you only have one timeout left because you burned two with over 6 minutes left in the third quarter. You burned two timeouts. Now you only have one left, and you're down 24-14, so you got to kick the field goal and then try the onside kick.
Yep. You knew. At that point, you knew. But I'm telling you what the conversation is going to be this week, because I can see it already. It's going to be, but our young guys were good. It's going to, Elijah Moore, how excited are you about Elijah Moore? How excited are you about Michael Carter? The young guys that we drafted this year, this draft, Joe Douglas, they're starting to produce. There's a change as far as the young guys are concerned, and be excited about that. I'm telling you, that is going to be the theme this week.
Yeah, but I was excited about Michael Carter before yesterday's game. I was excited about Michael Carter against Cincinnati when Mike White was the quarterback. What did you expect with the amount of talent or lack of talent that the Jets have going up against the Buffalo Bills team that has statistically the best defense in the NFL after they just lost 9-6 to Jacksonville?
That's what I expected.
That's exactly what you expected.
That's exactly what I expected. That's exactly like what happened to a T is what I thought would happen last week. But here is Robert Saleh, because this is the theme of the week, about the young guys kind of growing on this roster right now.
There's a lot of first and second year players doing a lot of good things. Are there frustrating moments? Sure, there are. But at the same time, these are all scars that they're getting and they're learning. I've said it up here a million times. You've got to learn not to lose first. And then once you learn how not to lose and you figure out how to win, and then once you learn how to win, then you got to learn how to close games. And today was clearly one of those learning moments of how not to lose.
See, he can actually take it and spin yesterday as this was a good loss because our young guys are learning right now about this system. And this is going to be one of those losses and one of those seasons that in 2 years you look back and say, boy, we took our lumps, but now it's really good. That's what he's telling you. That's what he's selling you from yesterday.
Yeah, but the guys that Bart, and Bart is willing to die on this hill, that you need to see what Elijah Moore can do, Michael Carter can do, those guys are going to be on the team next year. You're not having this is not a situation where we have to make a decision on these guys whether or not they'll be with us next year. Those guys will be on the team, and I think we all thought they're pretty good. Like, go back to the game against Cincinnati that Michael Carter played with Mike White. I mean, he rushed for 77 and had 9 catches for 95 yards. He was awesome in that game. Like, we felt good about him. The one person in that mix that has no future with the Jets was playing quarterback. He's not going to be with the Jets next year.
That's the decision they made. I understand why you feel the way about it.
Why not find out whether or not, why not see if Mike White bounces back? Well, I'll tell you why. Because if he does.
Because why? Because truthfully, because they're dysfunctional. That's why. And nothing surprises me that they decide to do. And you know what? The Giants aren't too far off from that. 1-800-919-3776. Giants with a... It's a big game, I guess you could say, tonight. All of a sudden, those bottom... Now, I don't think they're going to win. I'm not overly thrilled about it. But those bottom, like the 6-7 seeds in the NFC, if the Giants, if they were to win this game right now, they have some meaningful football than the second half of the season. They won't. But right now, at least there's some reason for, I guess, excitement for this game tonight.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
What would you like to say?
No, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I value your opinion, and all you're right. A savant, like I mentioned on Friday, one of the words to describe Dave, savant.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me that you went into this season with a rookie quarterback who's not, I mean, let's face it, he's not a big guy, that has been hurt in the past, decided we're going to start him week one.
That's correct, okay. Yes.
Knowing that there was a chance at some point that he would either struggle or probably get hurt, and you felt comfortable going into this season with Mike White as your backup. Not really knowing, like he hasn't played an NFL game, so you really, he's an unknown. You don't know what Mike White is, but you felt comfortable enough that he would be the backup. If something happens to Zach Wilson, Mike White would play. Not knowing if he could play or not, goes out, shows you he can actually play.
Yes.
Has one game against the Buffalo Bills where he struggles, and now, in a season that's already lost, you decide, this is the moment when we need to go to Joe Flacco.
Well, I think you're underestimating the Dolphins' defense. They run exotic looks, and they are one of the better defenses in the NFL. Listen, I don't have the answer for you. Or maybe I do. Maybe they, like you've been saying, they don't want Mike White to go out there, look competent, and then there to be a discussion of, well, I don't want Zach Wilson to be the quarterback. You the lasting impression that everyone has of Mike White was an awful game. He was terrible against Buffalo. Understandably so, but he was terrible. So now you don't have people clamoring. But here's the thing. If Zach Wilson hasn't given you any of that. Zach Wilson hasn't given you a game like Mike White gave you against Cincinnati. If Zach Wilson goes out there and is awful this week against Houston, you don't think that there's going to be people that say, you know what, let's put him on the bench for a little while and bring Mike White back, even though you played this game to not start White this past week?
No, you can't bring Mike White back now. Now you got to go to Joe Flacco.
Oh, come on.
Who's backing up? If Zach is healthy enough to play against Houston, who's backing up?
Probably Flacco.
Which is a joke.
Which really is a joke.
I wanted to see, like, first of all, you shouldn't be listening to the fan base. What you should have said is, you know, Mike White played great. This is, he gives us a really nice opportunity now to win these football games. But when Zach comes back and he's healthy, Zach is our starting quarterback.
Yeah, but it's so obvious.
Yeah, but they didn't do it.
Well, of course they didn't do it because they make things more hard on themselves than need be. Let's go to some of the calls. Your Jets fan brethren wants to chime in. 1-800-919-3776. Kyle in the car. Good morning. Lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully, Kyle.
All right. So I went to the game yesterday, all right? It was a beautiful surprise for my girlfriend. She got me tickets for my birthday, right? So beautiful surprise. We go in. I almost get a picture with Mekhi Becton. Too late. Maybe it wasn't my time to shine. All right. I pull up. $50 for parking. You know what? I'll take it. Whatever. But this is where it gets me. $15 for each beer. One beer, $15. And then the woman's got the nerve to ask me, would you like to tip 30%? 30%? I said, yeah, maybe if the Jets win. I still gave her a tip, though. I'm not Peter Rosenberg. But
nice. Like nice. And you know what? You can play the drums all you want. It's a very fair point. Continue, Kyle.
It's facts.
Yes.
It is, but I don't know. I can't with this team. Like I'm about to just pack up, leave Long Island, and go to Buffalo. Like, I can't.
Why? I mean, they're not looking so good up there.
Yeah,
you're better
off moving to Boston and rooting for the Patriots at this point.
Yep. I think that's
who now actually lead the division.
So, Kyle, did you have a decent time at all at the game yesterday?
Abysmal. I'm sorry?
Did you have a decent time at all at the game yesterday? Was there anything that was kind of rewarding and fun?
Yes, my girlfriend surprised me with a longtime friend that I haven't seen. So that was good. But
you should try the old popcorn trick, maybe. Oh, if you were bored.
You know what? I thanks for the call, Kyle. I'm glad you enjoyed at least going to the game. When you started, I should have just gone right over, like run right through you, just taking it back because I knew. When you're like, you should have honestly, all right, Rick, and let's move on. Like, I knew that something terrible was going to happen there, and I was right.
You want to hear a gross? You want to hear a gross stat?
Oh God,
that's going to make you want to vomit.
What do you have?
The Jets are 0-10 in division games in the last two seasons.
What was the last division game the Jets won?
Who knows? Who cares?
So they haven't won a division game since 2019.
Yeah. Two seasons, 0-10.
So so you're done with New England this year. So
you've gotten embarrassed by New England.
So you have at Buffalo and at Miami.
Yeah, you like your chances.
So there's a pretty good chance that you're going to go another winless season in division.
Yeah, the last time they won a division game was week 17 in 2019 against Buffalo, I believe.
Oof. That's not.
That's good.
That's not good.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I know. I feel badly for you, but I don't have it much better on the other side. Let's go to Iron Staten Island. What do you mean, stop?
At least your potential quarterback of the future is playing tonight.
Yeah, maybe he's my quarterback of the future.
Well, at least you're going to find out.
Tonight I'm actually more excited about because at least he has his weapons and at least Andrew Thomas is going to play in this game.
Well, you're healthy. I mean,
yeah, I'm feeling good.
The Bucs' defense is underwhelmed. Their secondary hasn't been good. They're all banged up in their secondary. I would say, the biggest reason you don't feel good about this game is because of what happened to the Bucs the previous week.
You
got to bake that in.
But you could say the same thing about the Bucs last week, that you didn't feel good about about their opponent last week, and they went out there and they lost anyway. So who knows? You know what? This NFL season is it's a bizarre season.
Crazy. It really is. Did you think that the Bills were going to get whacked the way they got whacked by the Colts yesterday?
I didn't think the Texans were going to beat the Titans. I didn't think the Bills got hammered.
Hammered.
I thought the Bills defense was good. Like that was offensively, I know they can't run the ball. They struggle moving at times and Josh Allen feels like he's regressed a little bit. But I look at that defense like that's a good defense. They couldn't slow down Indianapolis yesterday.
No, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, I can't wait to watch the in-season Hard Knocks. I mean, in the first episode, he got a game ball where they do that offensive game ball thing in the list of accomplishments. Everyone's like, okay, are we done yet? I mean, can you imagine now with what he did yesterday with the five?
Saw a great stat for you. You can take this as your own. I don't even need credit for it.
Give it to me.
The two running backs yesterday. I forget who the other guy. Oh, yeah. Eckler, Thomas combined for 9 touchdowns yesterday. The entirety of the league combined for 13.
You mean Taylor.
What did I say?
You said Thomas.
Yeah. Taylor, Eckler. Stop it. The stat is still good. Taylor.
Stat is great.
The Taylor, Eckler, 9. Rest of the league, 13. That's a beautiful stat.
That's a gorgeous
good
stat.
Time.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? As bad as that Jets game was, I was, like I told you, like I had no interest in watching it. I did watch it. I wrote notes and everything, which was stupid. But I got to tell you, with the Eagles doing what the Eagles did, Baltimore not covering, and then a lot of the games that we liked on Friday would have won. I was like, uh-oh. I think
what do we like, Minnesota?
We like Minnesota.
Yeah.
We also liked, we liked Minnesota. We liked, we were considering potentially the Niners.
I thought we liked Indy also, no?
And we liked Indy to cover, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're very smart people. Ira in Staten Island. Ira, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. You know, it's amazing. I was talking to a friend last night,
and how pathetic it is that we, not that we were happy, but they said, wow, we got to the end of the game, and it was still competitive with 2 minutes to go. That's how bad the state of the New York Jets football franchise is right now. You know, listen, we've talked endlessly how they messed up the quarterback situation from day one. You can't turn around now. And they made a bigger mess of what it is now because, Rick, you know, I've said it too. You've been saying it. Everybody's been saying it. They're hiding Mike White. They didn't know what this guy could possibly be. I mean, I think he's a backup at best. But now they don't want him to succeed. They play Flacco. You would expect Flacco to play like he did yesterday. I mean, they didn't lose because of Flacco. Just a couple extra seconds here today, guys. Defensively, the penalties, and they just play so recklessly, and that points to coaching. I mean, Pinnock's penalty and Franklin Myers, and if they didn't throw it on Franklin Myers, whether it was Sheldon
Shaq Rankin, Lawson would have got it.
Or, right. So you had two guys that could have got flags on that, okay? And the indecisiveness with the 56-yard field goal, Amendola stinks. I'm sure they'll have kickers in there today and tomorrow to work out. I have more confidence that we'll have a new kicker on Sunday than with Zach Wilson starting, because for the coach, who you know how I feel about this coaching staff, that they're in over their heads, and they don't make you feel better. Week after week, you feel worse about it. For the head coach to come out, it's one thing to say, we're still not quite sure, and I would agree with that. I don't want him out there until he's 100% right. But to say we don't know where the quarterback is mentally, that's a disaster. If you think that, that's fine. You can't say that in a press conference. And look at the game. How about, you know, they defer the opening kickoff, okay? Great. They introduced the defense, which blew my mind yesterday. They just gave up 45 points, okay? And what happens? The Dolphins get the ball with an inept offense and a quarterback who I think stinks, and they march right down the field.
Right down the field.
I mean, the defense looked like the defense didn't start playing until the end of the first quarter. And the great C.J. Mosley, he misses that. He whiffs on that tackle to give him a first down that leads to the opening score. You know what? I was thrilled with Elijah Moore. I was thrilled with Michael Carter. But how about this? This was still was pretty much a tight and close game the entire game. But if you look at the stat sheet, how come they threw double the amount of passes? How did they get away from the rushing game? They rushed 18 times and threw 39 passes in a tie and one score game all day? I don't get
once
it.
Once Michael Carter went down, that was it. There was no more running the football.
Why? Why, when Michael Carter goes down, are you not able to run the ball at all?
Because they had so much faith in Joe Flacco.
There's no excuse to that.
I mean, really? I mean, it's a very valid point. I mean, Michael Carter's fine, but it's not Barry Sanders, and now you go to some schlub behind him. I mean, you have some respectable running backs behind him.
I don't disagree with you, Dave. I mean, that's you have Ty Johnson and you have Coleman.
Yeah.
Just for some reason, once Michael Carter went out,
that was it.
And we're celebrating a game that they were competitive in, that they probably should have won. You should be aggravated that they lost, not that they were competitive. With the stupid penalties, the missed field goal. I mean, you name it. Like, that game, they should have won that game.
Did you ever have a feeling they were going to really win that game, though?
No, I didn't, but they should have won the game. I'm telling you. When you sit there, like, when you really think about it and go through, especially, I mean, and Ira brought up a great point, too. Laird breaks two tackles on that play, on the first possession.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton Davis and C.J. Mosley, right? And then you get the missed field goals, you have the stupid penalties. I mean, you had an opportunity. Like, when you break down the second half, that last possession for the Jets, at the very least, should have been a field goal to take the game into overtime. Or a touchdown could win it. Instead it was, oh, we only have one timeout left. Let's kick the field goal now and try an onside kick.
Well, that was their only choice.
I know. But we're sitting here celebrating while they were competitive.
Well, that's how bad it is.
You burnt
right
the week is what you did.
It's so bad that if you you're home and compete against Miami... compete, and still really with 5 minutes to go, you were done, but compete against Miami, you take the positives from that. That's where we are. The Jets right now have the second pick in the draft. That means that you are worse than Jacksonville and Houston. You play Houston this week, and you're 3-point underdogs, which means that Vegas is telling you that if this game was on a neutral field, it would be a coin flip of a game. You are the Houston Texans right now.
You're playing a Miami Dolphins team, and I don't hear about the exotic blitzing and everything else. Yeah, they blitz a lot. Great. And for some reason against Baltimore, Lamar Jackson struggled with it. Fine. Good. That doesn't change the fact that they were 3-7 coming into this game and 1-4 on the road.
They're lousy. Miami's a lousy football
with a quarterback
team.
That they don't believe in. They clearly don't play. They can't get to. They cannot wait to get him out from behind center and run Wildcat. And he's a good kid, but he's not a very good quarterback. It looks like he's throwing a weighted football.
And he's not going to be their quarterback for long. Once Deshaun Watson, this thing hopefully gets past him, they're going to acquire Deshaun Watson.
But which only makes it worse, though, Dave.
So you're going to have Jones, Watson, and Josh Allen as the quarterbacks in this division. And, like you stated moments ago, you haven't won a division game since 2019.
Yeah, and it's only going to get harder. If Deshaun Watson is the quarterback of Miami, it's only going to get harder. Right? I mean, the last division game you won was Week 17 in 2019.
And you can't beat them anyway.
And that's the point. And you lost. I mean, Mac Jones is a rookie. You can't beat the Patriots with Mac Jones as a rookie. How are you going to do next year in year two of Mac Jones?
Better? No, listen, New England's on the rise. Buffalo is going to be better than you for a long time. And Miami's better than you now. Like, Miami is considerably better than you right now. And they're going to add Deshaun Watson. So this division moving forward for the next 5, 7, 10 years is going to be very good.
I don't understand why yesterday you didn't use the opportunity to see how Mike White would bounce back against Bo. I know, don't get me wrong, I know exactly why they didn't do it, but a functional organization would use that opportunity to see whether or not moving forward, Mike White is going to be a really good option as a backup quarterback.
But you just said it right there. I mean, nothing else needs to be said. A functional organization would blah, 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 blah. They're not a functional organization. They're not. You wanted to believe that Robert Saleh was going to come in here and all of a sudden there would be this just, you know, light that shined down and now they're functional. He might be good, but he's shown you nothing up to this point to make you think that he's going to be good.
No, none of the questions, the two biggest questions that you needed answered coming into the season are still...
Coach, do you think the coach is good? No, you don't. He might be, but you don't now. Quarterback, you think he's good? No, you don't. Those are the two questions, and the answers right now, more than halfway through the season, is you have no idea. None.
And you used yesterday as an opportunity to have Jets fans tune in to watch Joe Flacco play.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.